Yank, the Army Weekly, presents G.I. Jive. Ah, here it is, fellas, the music you asked for, G.I. Jive, the AEF jukebox of the air. Now, to get what you want in jazz, well, write. And the only address you need is Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. It's your newspaper, by and for enlisted men. So just put your requests in, and out will come your favorite bands and singing stars. Anchors away, lads. The hatches are closed, and the cruiser jukeboxes are rocking and a-rolling here. We're shoving off now in just a minute for the land of bounce. And the skipper on the bridge for this occasion is Bosun's Mate Second Class Lester J. Well, take over, sailor.
Okay, Lou Crosby, and thanks. Hiya, Blue Jackets. I hope you're all set for some solid stuff, because we got it. And to prove I'm not just beating my chops, here's the first riff on the roster. It's the Joe Turner Blues by that Dixieland Jazz Group.
I'll buy that one anytime. Here's a little item on the bulletin board that you may not have read. United States Navy high-altitude flyers wear gloves especially designed for them. And each glove has the tip of one finger cut out of the cloth. Now, there's a reason for this, as you may have suspected. But it's not to give the gremlins the finger. The reason the tip of the glove is cut off is so the pilot can observe the fingernail. Now, if the nail is normal pink, he's getting enough oxygen. Say, and here's a record that maintains a pretty high altitude. It's Artie Shaw and his band, and the boys get way up high with Indian Love Call, with words by Tony Pastor.
Thank you. That means I offer my love to you to be around. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all alone. But when you hear my love call ringing clear,
oh, yeah. Oh,
and I hear your answering echo so dear,
oh, echo. Oh, echo.
Then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you.
We hear a lot about the Navy pilots who are doing such a fine job of keeping the enemy out of the skies. But today, let's say a word for the sailors who keep those planes flying. The mechanics, ordnance men, gunners, radio men, and the photographers. You know, in the Solomons, these ground crews caught 40 winks under the wings of the planes and kept them flying, even though Japanese snipers were covering the runways. On carriers, Blue Jackets patched bullet holes with adhesive tape, worked night and day almost without food, and got those planes back in the air. Now, of course, the pilots face danger more often. But let's give a salute to the ground boys, because without them, we wouldn't have chalked up all those victories over the Axis. Now, this particular salute is titled Murderistic. It's by Jimmy Dorsey and the orchestra.
Thank you.
Yes, Brother Dorsey, yes, yes. And that gives us time for the tale of Meyer Reuben, seaman second class. Reuben's been assigned to the Northampton station where wave officers are training, and he's the only man around. This makes him a lucky bluejacket at graduation when the new wave ensigns pay $1 apiece for their first salute. Well, Seaman Reuben's been collecting this extra money for quite a while now, but he doesn't pocket a cent of it. He's invested every penny in phonograph recordings for the record player in the wave's quarters, all of which we approve of, if he selected any records as groovy as the one we're about to play by Charlie Barnett and his band. The sergeant was shy.
This anchor's down for this particular cruise, men. So, all ashore till next time.
Thank you, Bosun's Mate Second Class Lester J. for keeping the jukebox on a steady keel. This program was produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.